Have you ever noticed how some salespeople seem to effortlessly connect with buyers, while others struggle despite knowing every product detail? This disparity haunted sales experts Michael Bosworth and Ben Zolden as they watched the traditional 80-20 rule evolve into a staggering 87-13 split, where just 13% of salespeople generate 87% of revenue. Their groundbreaking discovery? The conventional wisdom about sales focused on logic, questioning techniques, and problem solving is fundamentally flawed. Buying decisions are primarily emotional rather than logical, and the most successful salespeople intuitively understand this hidden truth. What if everything we've been taught about sales is backward? Recent neuroscience reveals we're feeling machines that think, not thinking machines that feel. When traditional sales training focuses exclusively on left-brain analytical approaches, diagnosing problems, asking questions, presenting solutions, it addresses only a small part of how people actually decide to buy. This explains why the performance gap between top performers and average sellers persists despite decades of training. The most successful salespeople build trust and emotional connection first, then engage the rational mind, not the other way around. Our brains evolved in three stages: reptilian, basic survival, limbic, emotions, and neocortex, higher thinking. When encountering potential threats, including salespeople, our limbic system activates first, triggering fight or flight responses before rational thought engages, explaining buyers' initial defensiveness. Information flows from the emotional brain to the thinking brain. We feel first, think second. The neocortex divides into analytical left, logical reasoning, and right, emotions, creativity, social cognition, hemispheres. Traditional sales approaches target only the left hemisphere, but change decisions originate in the emotion-centered right brain. This explains why buyers often need to sleep on it. They're allowing emotional processing. When salespeople focus exclusively on logic, they're addressing the wrong part of the buyer's brain. Research shows up to 95% of purchasing decisions are made subconsciously, driven by emotional rather than rational factors. While traditional sales training emphasizes projecting strength, Detective Anthony Terrell's hostage negotiation success reveals another approach. Confronted with a man threatening his family, Terrell shared his own painful experience. "I've been in situations where I felt like there was no way out. I actually lost everything, my job, my home, my best friend, all at the same time." This vulnerable self-disclosure created an opening for the hostage taker to share his feelings, ultimately leading to peaceful surrender. Going first with vulnerability creates the psychological safety necessary for others to open up. By sharing our struggles, we signal trust and give others permission to reveal their challenges. "We don't connect with perfection," explains Ben's therapist. "We connect with people who've been there." In sales, vulnerability isn't weakness, but strength. When we present ourselves as flawless experts, we create distance. But sharing authentic experiences, including failures, builds connections that make influence possible. Stories bypass our defensive barriers in ways facts and arguments cannot. When someone tries to persuade us, our protective left brain activates. But with stories, we relax unconsciously while remaining engaged, because we're biologically wired to learn through narrative. Unlike facts requiring mental effort, stories activate our emotional limbic brain and sensory system. We experience them through all senses in our imagination, making them feel real. Since decisions are primarily based on feelings rather than logic, stories perfectly support the right brain activity of deciding to trust or act. Storytelling is ancient. Anthropologists have found evidence in every human civilization, dating back 95,000 years. We evolved as storytellers because narratives were our primary means of conveying crucial survival information. Every salesperson needs at least three core stories to establish trust with buyers. The Who I Am story reveals your personal journey and why you do what you do. Linda's transformation demonstrates this power. Initially creating a shallow "why I'm so great" story, through coaching, she uncovered her authentic journey of overcoming insecurity. When she later used this authentic story with reluctant executives, it immediately transformed crossed arms into leaning in interest. The "Who I Represent" story conveys your company's journey, emphasizing why you do what you do rather than just what or how. Laura's telecommunications company story exemplifies this, a David versus Goliath narrative about challenging the Bell system monopoly, with setbacks and eventual triumph that inspired their sales team. The "Who I've Helped" story demonstrates your ability to solve similar problems without boasting. These stories build credibility through authentic examples rather than empty claims. The most powerful aspect of story-based selling is creating space for buyers to tell their stories. Story-tending involves expressing genuine curiosity about the buyer's complete journey, their past, present feelings, desired future, and motivations. This approach transforms the traditional sales call from an interrogation into a collaborative exchange. Effective story-tending requires empathic listening. Listening to understand, not just to identify solvable problems. As Roosevelt said, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Xerox researchers found salespeople's performance peaked at 18 months before declining because they became experts who diagnosed problems quickly but stopped listening. Less experienced salespeople often performed better by showing genuine curiosity. True empathic listening goes beyond hearing words. It requires tuning into body language and nonverbal cues. Understanding a buyer's whole story helps you discover not just their challenges, but valuable context that creates deeper connection. Enterprise sales requires influencing organizations, not just individuals. While conventional wisdom suggests calling high to reach budget holders, research shows change happens democratically through networks. In organizations, tribal leaders, those connected to both ideas and people, drive change more effectively than executives. When these leaders mobilize their networks, ideas become movements. This explains why Keith succeeded selling solution selling to IBM through a mid-level sales director who became an internal advocate, while Mike's direct approach to the president failed. Position yourself as a story leader who sparks grassroots movements by exciting tribal leaders about new ideas. To create organizational change, start with one person willing to challenge the status quo, then empower them to spread your story within their network. Like interlocking your fingers with the opposite thumb on top, trying new sales approaches feels uncomfortable initially. When learning to drive stick shift, your procedural left brain dominates with mental checklists. With practice, skills become routine, allowing your left brain to relax and engage the right brain. That's the goal with storytelling, practicing until it becomes natural, enabling full presence without self-consciousness. Though storytelling won't require Gladwell's 10,000 hours, humans are wired for narrative, you'll still need substantial practice to influence buyers effectively. The ability to influence others isn't limited to a select few. We can all do it by sharing meaningful events from our lives authentically. Your most powerful sales tool isn't product knowledge or questioning technique. It's your humanity, emotional connection, and willingness to be vulnerable first. In a world increasingly dominated by digital communication and AI, human storytelling and emotional connection become both a competitive advantage and the essence of what makes sales a noble profession.